Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter. The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will seek me and you will not find me,' and 'Where I am, you cannot come'?" On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some of the people said, "This really is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers answered, "No one ever spoke like this man." The Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to him before and who was one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." They went each to his own house. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Paul Kane.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus is going to die. But you already knew that. He has predicted his own death and resurrection multiple times. In John 2, he said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He told Nicodemus that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He wanted the disciples to believe that his death and resurrection were a certainty. "I have authority to lay my life down, and I have authority to take it up again." John 10. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. "Whoever believes in him, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in Jesus will never die." Jesus called his disciples to believe in him and be patient for salvation history to unfold, not just his death, but his resurrection too. Jesus called his disciples and hearers to faithful patience, yet there was controversy. The last part of John 7 takes place on the great day of the Feast of Booths. What exactly were the Jewish people celebrating? On dates between September and October, they celebrated the harvest and commemorated the Israelite wanderings in the wilderness for 40 years by going camping. They hung out in tents, translated as tabernacles or booths, to celebrate the ingathering of the fall crops and to remember. The Lord himself appointed this celebration in Leviticus 23, a statute forever, that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. While they were in the wilderness, the people complained. Yet they were given by the Lord what they needed to survive, including water. Jesus builds on this historic need and his own teaching thus far in the Gospel according to John. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This reminds us of John 4. Drink deeply of Jesus. Jesus dwells with us. John 1 uses the Greek word for tabernacle to describe his incarnation. He took on human flesh. He tented with humanity. And he is present with us. Paul wrote words of comfort and warning in 1 Corinthians 10 related to Jesus' water talk. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Therefore, the people dwelt in tents for a generation. They had been baptized into Moses in the Exodus, and still they fell away. We Christians remember our baptism into Christ in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3 says that God saved us through the washing of holy baptism, the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. This is what the Spirit does in the church and for each Christian. There is division in the world then and now because of Jesus. Some will believe the truth about him and some will not. Jesus is the promised Christ, the prophet, priest, and king. Yes, he was raised in Nazareth of Galilee, but he was born in Bethlehem as was foretold. The more important events happened later in Jerusalem. Now Jesus has been glorified. He suffered Good Friday and was raised on Easter Sunday. He ascended 40 days after his resurrection. And on Pentecost, we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit and the invitation to drink deeply of Jesus. Now is the day of salvation. The invitation permeates all of salvation history, even to the last chapter of Holy Scripture. Revelation 22:17 says, "The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come,' and let the one who hears say, 'Come,' and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price." Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.